when the ground is still hard or what?
Double shovel.
You know, the different kinds you use at different times of year on different kinds of ground?
No, you've gotten too detailed into farming for me there. I suspect that the first time you'd break ground, you would probably just use a single shovel plow rather than a double shovel.
Mm-hmm.
But the fine points of plowing, not my specialty.
What about back to the wagon?
Okay.
If you have two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Double tree?
That's right. That's a good guess. What about if a person had a lot of wood filling up his wagon with the wood lot and taking it home, unloading it and filling it up again,
mm-hmm.
back and forth, what was he doing?
Hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. And suppose there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and out of the way.
Pulled it out of the way. Tied a rope to it. I'd say pulled it out of the way.
Okay, well, you heard the expression, stag or...
Drag?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you say, I tied a rope to it and...
Drug it.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled it, I'm sure.
You
pulled it.
Okay. What about, after plowing, do you still use a double plow, or do you use another kind?
Use a disc.
Mm-hmm. Is there another term for this?
It may be. The disc is on.
And a harrow.
Is that the same thing as a disc?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I know a disc. I've heard the word harrow, but I don't. That's about the extent of it.
In your car, there's a main piece under the bottom that the wheels are attached to. What is that?
The axle.
Mm-hmm. If you had an X-shaped frame, you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths.
X-shaped frame.
You ever heard of that? Well, there's a kind of house that's this named after one of them, what you would lay boards across to make a table for a church supper.
Is it kind of sawhorse?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of a sawbuck?
Sawbuck.
Or an A-shaped
frame? A sawbuck, I've only... Or an A-frame. A sawbuck is a $10 bill. That's the only
context
I've heard them in.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have a comb for your hair, then you might use a
brush.
Mm-hmm. And if you were going to do this, what would you say?
Brushing my hair. Mm-hmm. Or combing my hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little while ago we talked about the